All right, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Lady Diva Live Radio. Here I am, your host with the most. I have the most talented vocalist, Ashley Scott, here on my platform today. Phone lines are open right now. You know my guest line number. Ashley Scott, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. How are you?
All right, I'm good. I am calling from Evansville, Indiana. And where are you calling from?
I am from a soulful city called Philadelphia.
Really? All right. All right. Yeah, so that song that I'm playing, Don't Throw Our Love Away, when did that track come out?
Well, that particular dance remix came out last June of 2021.
Okay. Thank you for that
information. Yeah. And it was produced by my friend Damon Bennett and Chris Foreman, and they go by they call themselves the Steel Vibe Collective, and they do a lot of dance remixes for various independent artists, and they're based in Philadelphia.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So as I introduce you to the audience, Ashley Scott, he is a talented vocalist, and you do not just R&B, but you do pop, jazz, of course. And can you fill the rest of the information? What would you say to the curious listeners about yourself, your music career?
Well, I started singing at the age of 3. And I would say I would say my genres are pretty much R&B, jazz, and some dance music, as you can hear now, because I've done a few remixes to some of my songs. That's just one of 2 dance remixes that I've released. But I started singing at the age of 3, and I fell in love with music at that time. My parents had a great record collection, and my dad was always playing songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder and the Chicago Transit Authority album, which is the very first album that Chicago released, as well as a lot of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I remember After the Love Is Gone is like one of my all-time favorite songs till this very day. And so that's pretty much how I got introduced to music. Music was also in my family because my mom grew up in the same block as the Delphonics in West Philadelphia.
Okay.
So William Hart, Randy Kane, and Wilbert Hart are like the extended brothers that she never had. So they became like, you know, my uncles, if you will. And I fell in love with their hits as well as other songs that they recorded. And my father, his sister, my aunt, her name is Helen Scott.
Okay.
She joined a group called the 3 Degrees at the age of 15, and she's still singing with the group to this very day. So both of those groups gave me a wide palette of music to explore, not just their original songs, but they were also known for doing a lot of covers. And so case in point, the Delphonics have a beautiful version of Alfie, which is by Burt Bacharach and Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
And the 3 Degrees are known for have recorded this one song on 2 different albums called MacArthur Park, which is a Jimmy Webb song. And it became one of the, you know, biggest pop standards of the 70s. So, again, both groups gave me a wide palette and appreciation for just not their hits, but, you know, pop and jazz standards.
Right. Well, thank you for that information, because I was like, Helen Scott of the 3 Degrees? Wow. You got some history there, and you are very, very musically talented. I see where it's all coming together there, and thank you for that information. So I would like to get into your newest track. What's the story behind the music on the song Together?
Well, for me, Together was the first song. If we look at songs and music as artwork and paintings, if you will, Together was the first song where I saw every color to go into this particular piece of work. There's a few different scenarios to producing this particular song. I'm a night owl and I stay up late at night, and sometimes there's not a lot of great things on TV to watch.
Yeah.
And one thing I've become pretty glued to the TV on is infomercials, and in particular, Time Life infomercials. So all the compilation music CDs, like the best of the 70s, 80s, 90s, duet, soft rock, R&B, that type of thing. Listening and watching all those song titles scroll up the screen just gave me a lot of inspiration for creating timeless music and wanting my music to last 50 plus years, as most of that music has, 30 to 50 plus years of music. So with that, I wanted to write something that would definitely stand the test of time. And that's always the goal with every single, but in particular, this particular one, because sometimes when I'm not performing my own things, my own material, I'm doing covers and doing private affairs, you know, weddings, et cetera. So I said, I wanted to write a wedding song, almost in the vein of classic wedding songs like For You by Kenny Lattimore, When I'm With You by Tony Terry, The Wedding Song by Frank McComb or Stevie Wonder, You and I, something that people could have a first dance to or walk down the aisle. And I just wanted to create something very timeless like that. And there hasn't been many mainstream wedding songs in a while. And so that was the goal. And so we released the song on Valentine's Day weekend because that's kind of the start of the bridal season, if you will. So everybody just got, and the most times that people get proposed to, the most popular time is New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. So you're fresh off of those newly engaged couples and, you know, getting ready to start planning their weddings a year later. Bridal expos are starting up and things of that nature. And so Valentine's Day was the perfect time to release it. It was co-produced by my best friend and multi-instrumentalist. His name is Stan Davis Jr. And he's played on all of my singles thus far. He played guitar on all the original versions of the singles, not the dance remixes. But we set out to, you know, use our community to kind of create this masterpiece. And so we have all live instrumentation on the record, strings and horns, and everybody's from the Philadelphia area and has contributed to the Philadelphia music scene. We did reach back to, or I actually reached back to seek out an arranger that I've always admired and wanted to work with. His name is Dennis Doc Williams, and so he did the horn and string arrangements, and Doc is the longtime musical director for the OJs. And so, and he's also done session work with Gene Karn. He wrote one of her songs back in the days of Philadelphia International, as well as he did a lot of session work with Gerald Levert whenever Gerald would, you know, call for strings and horns on his solo records.
Okay.
And so he did his thing, and we also sought out to kind of make something reminiscent of the Philadelphia music that is known to the world.
Yeah, I knew you was gonna say the Philadelphia sound, and yes, it is. It's addicting. It's timeless. And yes, and I'm just now getting to know you and know of you. I had to go back on a lot of your music and find some things about you. You are like a free spirit, and you're very talented. You don't
Thank
hold
you.
Your voice back, you know. You just put it on out there, you know. And so I'm going to just quit talking, and I'm going to go ahead and play this hit. And congratulations on the chart in Italy. The track song Together is at number 10.
Yes. Yes, it's on
and
Black,
the UK,
Black Planet Radio Show.
Yeah,
yes.
The UK soul chart is number 20, so it's gradually
Correct.
climbing. So
yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we need to keep climbing, too. We don't want to stay stagnant, and we don't want to be off the chart either. We want to stay on for a while and go up to number one.
Well, I'm in there for you. I got you, Mr. Scott. I got you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad
somebody does. Yeah, so you stay in that hot seat right there. I'm going to spin together. We'll be right back.
Under good circumstance, then had a romance that felt so good. I looked in your eyes, I began to cry. I got down on my knees and asked the Lord, please tell me, can we be together, baby? That's how it will be. Together, baby. Our love really grew, just like I knew, as we saw each other.
Where the music is streaming and where they can buy and purchase your music at, your website information, and your social.
Okay, so they can go to my website, ashleyscottmusic.com, and if they click on the music store, they can buy all of the music right there. There's also merchandise. We have T-shirts and hoodies available. My Twitter and Instagram, my handle is ashleyscott3. And you can go to facebook.com/IamAshleyScott and like my Facebook page there. And on TikTok, it's Ashley Scott Music.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So what is that ultimate desire, Ashley Scott, of what you want your fans and all to get out of this newest single together, or rather all of your music?
Well, for this particular song, I'm definitely trying to make this the new wedding song of the next few years in a timeless classic. But in general, I just want them to, you know, like the music and to feel good about it and to hopefully that, you know, it means something to them. But also, I guess the ultimate goal is to keep working and being a performer. That's the main thing. I was taught by my aunt, and she was taught by her ex-manager that if you can entertain an audience, you can work for the rest of your life. And a hit record is just icing on the cake to create more work. So the idea is to just, you know, stay performing, but releasing music as well.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Wow. So how long you been in the music industry exactly?
A few years.
a few years. It seems like you've been in it for like 20 years, you know, because you was raised in a musically talented family, so you seem
it
very.
It feels like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that information.
I was able to kind of get a bird's eye view or a close up view, you know, at things and knowing that this is a business first. But I would say, in terms of releasing my own music, I didn't release my first single until 2016, and that was called Words. So
Oh, okay.
That was, Yeah, so I've released my original music, my very first single, only 5 years ago. And so Together is now my seventh single. And I've only released singles, so you have 5 songs and 2 dance remixes to 2 of the songs.
So when will be the time in the future you're going to do a whole album, an EP?
Right now I'm thinking that I'm just going to stick with singles, and I say that because I want every song to be heard, and I don't want any songs to get lost on an album, if you will, or an EP. I just want everything to be heard and everything to kind of count and get its own time to shine. The music market has kind of become like the film industry, in a sense of when you release a movie, you're lucky if you get 3 weeks in a theater.
Yeah.
So now you release music, you're lucky if you get 2 or 3 weeks on the radio.
Yeah.
So, you know, the idea is to kind of just keep doing singles as we're able to release them.
Well, I'm proud of you, and I love the song Together. And someone wants to question, are you open for bookings for weddings?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you gave your website information. I'm going to have you to give again. Yeah. And
let me give you an email address.
Yeah,
the email address to send that is bookings, B-O-O-K-I-N-S. I'm sorry. B-O-O-K-I-N-G-S at AshleyScottMusic.com.
Great. Thank you for that information.
At AshleyScottMusic.com.
And that's also on your website. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Any future music projects you're working on now, or you want to tease and let us know next year or so, or are you just going to work on this single? For right now?
Well, right now I am, you know, promoting this single. I am getting a remix done to it. So hopefully that will be out within the next month or so, because I want to keep the momentum of this song alive. So we're trying to finish it, as, you know, my producer is trying to finish as soon as he as possible. So we'll get that out shortly, and I'll be working on a new song as soon as I can to hopefully release maybe around the summer, sometime in the summer.
All right. You tell it all, Ashley. Tell it all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you have any upcoming events down there in Philly or any other city or state, any events, performances that are scheduled you doing?
Right now, a lot of things are private, but I do have some private performances that the public can't come out to. But I am working on – I will be in the month of June, June 11th, I'll be in Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm in the process of working on some other cities to get to this summer as well.
I've seen that post that you posted on Facebook of you and the lights and the glamour circling around you. Is there a theme for that one?
No, that was just a 360 camera at an event that I did the other day. So I've never gotten into one of those type of shots. So that was my first time. So I was
It looked good. I felt like jumping in there with you. Wherever event you was at was probably private, wasn't it?
It was it was ticketed, but it was an expo type of event.
All right. Well, it looked like you was having fun, and I was smiling right there looking at it. So you need to do more then, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in the making of this newest single.
Well, definitely my producer partner in crime, Stan Davis Jr., for, you know, helping to write a beautiful piece of music, as well as all the people that played and sang on the record. The credits can be found online because there's too many to name. But also Myron Ruffin, Desiree Benson, Sabrina Taylor, thank you for having me on your platform, and everyone else that's, you know, constantly, and Steve Ripley as well, who's also supporting me in this particular single.
All right. So I'm going to go on and give them applause. So Jay Yehuda.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations to you, Ashley Scott, on this new single. Let's
Thank
keep
you.
It moving. Chorus number one, make it number
yes.
one. And so any words of encouragement you would like to give people that are still dealing with dark times today?
Wow, that's a great question. The best thing I could say is if you need to talk to someone, reach out and get some help. Because the times do not have to remain dark all the time. There's light at the end of the tunnel. So just keep going.
All right. Y'all heard from Ashley Scott himself. Check out his website. And give that website information again, Mr. Scott.
It's ashleyscottmusic.com. If they go to the website, they can, you know, click on the music store and purchase the music. They can also buy some merchandise. I have a one-hour weekly radio show that I produce that's syndicated on 12 stations around the world. It's called Soulful Sounds Radio. You can go there and listen to all the episodes of Soulful Sounds Radio if you're looking to just play some music. So it's not just my music, but it's a little bit of everybody on the show. And also, you can find out where I'll be. If you can find me on social media, at Twitter and Instagram, the handle is AshleyScott3. On TikTok, it's AshleyScottMusic. And you can go to facebook.com/IamAshleyScott, and you can like the Facebook page.
Great. Thank you for that information. I didn't know if you was on TikTok or not. I was going crazy posting you on TikTok.
I'm working my way. I'm trying
okay.
to get into it.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. And so I have a few more tracks of my favorite that I would like to play at the end of the show. That is Dance
okay.
the Night Away. The thought of
yes.
the thought of you, and words.
Yep.
Would you like to give us any brief details about those tracks, and where they can be found at streaming online?
Okay. Well, Thought of You was released last year on July 30th. That song became what I call the relationship reassurance song, and the chorus is basically saying the thought of you puts a smile on my face. Puts my mind in space. The thought of she makes me want to race home to you. And so we're in a time where everybody is constantly trying to work harder to achieve their goals and passions, etc. So this song is basically about the chef who's always in the kitchen, the doctor who's always at the hospital, the lawyer who's always in court, and the entrepreneur who's living in Panera Bread and Starbucks on a laptop,
oh.
as well as the touring musician. So because sometimes we all have significant others that sometimes get moments of insecurity. So
yeah.
this is that song to reassure their love.
Oh.
So that's why you have the thought of you.
Okay.
Let's see what else you said. Dance the Night
words.
Away. Dance the Night
words.
Away. Oh, okay, Words. Words was my very first single.
Yeah.
And it came out in 2016. And the song was basically a song about being in a relationship and not wanting to argue. It's for those that just, you know, don't like to argue. I'm somebody that doesn't like to argue. So
yeah.
if we're having a heated discussion, I'll just be quiet and let you say everything you need to say, and then I'll go to my corner so I can get my words together because I don't want to say the wrong thing and mess up the entire relationship.
Oh, and I got a person that wants to know, are you that guy that doesn't like to argue?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, thank you, thank you.
Where can I find that question? Who's is this on Facebook?
No, they texted me.
Oh, they're texting
listening.
You. Okay.
Yeah, they're listening. They're listening on, yes. At the show. Dance the Night
okay.
Away.
Dance the Night Away was my second single that came out in February of 2020. It was produced by my friend Wayne Parr and co-written by Will Downing and I.
Oh, okay.
And so basically it has all live musicians on it, and it went to number 10 on the UK Soul chart and became the first song that went more, you know, international for me.
Right.
Words actually did okay, but it got some good reviews on certain websites, but Words actually made it on a UK compilation in 2017. So, but Dance the Night Away was the one that people started looking over and saying, hey, who are you? So,
yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you all for that information. Thank you, Ashley Scott, for taking out your time to participate, to come on my show. Give a shout out to Myron Ruffin for referring you to me. Come back. Return back when you got some new music. Yes, yes, I'll be following you, and I'll be promoting this show and your music for the rest of the weeks, and you have a blessed day. This is Lady Diva. Yes, Ashley Scott, everyone, check him out on his website and social media. His newest single is Together. It's out now. Check it out. And stream it, buy his single, you guys, and help him move this single to number one. All right.
Yes,
thank you.
Please,
Ashley Scott. Ashley Scott.
Thank you.
So you have a blessed day. This is
you
Lady
too.
Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Good day, everyone, and be safe.
The thought of you.
And it's a fact that it can work
when you talk. I listen to you and I hear just what you're saying. Give me some time to take it in so I know what to say. Because words, they are powerful. They can help, they can hurt. All words, they have meaning. They can heal and hinder. When I don't know what to say, I don't. And when I don't know what to say, I'll say nothing at all. Shutting down isn't right, but I really don't wanna fight. Can you control your emotions and feelings before you say something out loud? You have to have some peace when you step to me. Once it comes out, there's no turning back. Because words, they are powerful.
They can help.
They can help.
They can hurt.
They can hurt. Oh, words have meaning.
They can heal.
They can heal and hinder. When I don't know what to say,
I
just don't. But when I don't know what to say, I'll say nothing at all.
I'm
careful what I say. That's why I walk away.
I have to
figure out.
Yeah.
some food and some wine. Baby, tonight your light will shine. Once you decide to let go of all that's bothering you,
together, baby.